When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. How's everybody doing? Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now. DJ Shagru has got out in the TARDIS. He's all decked out. Esmeralda, the Heart Melda, just drilled through seven floors to get down here. How's your head?
It's getting so much easier.
Yeah?
Because
they're knocking his... There probably won't be floors left by the time we get out of here.
Just jump down.
Viggity, viggity, Vic, verified double V, running around like a lunatic in the newsroom, and I'm Wiki, Wiki, Nikki, and it's Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now. We celebrate everything funky and R&B. We play some songs. We talk about them, too, and we take your requests at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay. Shall we start?
Whoa, I like not far away from here, where my mind, oh Lord, it's fresh and clear, and I'm by the love that I long to see, where everybody can be.
Yeah, man. Great song. Deep cut. This is Commodores. It's Lionel Richie there when Lionel Richie was cool.
What? He's always been cool.
No.
Dancing on ceilings.
Yeah. Hello!
And you know what?
Harassing blind women at 2 o'clock in the morning, calling up and going, hello, and then hanging up.
Oh, man.
He was cool when he was with the Commodores.
Yeah.
You know? So. Now, Lionel Richie's cool. You don't watch American Idol, right?
I don't.
Yeah. I watched like one episode of it. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to love American Idol. I watched it every year.
I'm not a big fan of Katy Perry as a person.
That's another reason why I didn't want to watch it.
She's real weird.
Yeah. I'm not. She's easy on the eyes. Very, very easy on the eyes, but she's...
Yeah, she's a try hard.
She's annoying. And I don't even know who the dude is. Country Dude Johnson? Who is Country Dude Johnson? Luke Perry? Perry.
Yeah.
Luke Perry.
I mean,
Luke Bryan, not Luke Perry.
There you
Perry.
Go. Luke
I would have
Bryan.
Preferred Luke Perry.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
No. Yeah, he's like all those other contemporary
country dudes.
Pop.
Yeah.
Ballad
I don't
guys.
Know. He didn't do anything for me. Like, I watched like one of the audition episodes mm-hmm. early on, and Lionel Richie was the only person that I found, you know, even remotely watchable on the judges panel.
Yeah, and I just saw something recently where Ryan Seacrest apparently was awkwardly... He didn't know the cameras were on and they were live, and he was just talking to Katy Perry, like, awkward conversation, trying to make jokes about... something.
Yeah. He's hilarious, Ryan Seacrest. When I think comedy, I think Ryan Seacrest.
Just him being like real weird and creepy.
Well, you heard some of the allegations against him, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why the coverage of the red carpet at the Academy Awards was so awkward, because there were a lot of people that didn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
They avoided him. So ABC had all the best, you know, like E prides itself on its red carpet coverage. Mm-hmm. And I flip back and forth between the two. ABC destroyed E.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't talk to Seacrest. A lot of people were like, no.
Yeah. And everyone knew, like, even Lionel Richie, like, at one point, he's just like, stop.
Yeah.
What? And he still keeps going.
He just keeps going.
Stop talking.
Well, he's Ryan Seacrest. He's got 53 jobs. What does he care?
That's true.
I mean, listen, this guy, you know, could leave show business right now and be set for the rest of his life because he produces all those Kardashian shows on E.
Oh, right. I was going to say, maybe. He has some sort of money problem.
Perhaps.
That's why he's 53 jobs.
Yeah.
I was thinking a la... No, I can't remember the movie. Your gambling movie.
My gambling? Oh, Fever Pitch. Fever Pitch.
It's like Fever Pitch.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the greatest bad movies of all time. All right, let's see. Here's a request that we had. Yeah. So that song rules. That's Street Life by the Crusaders. I would just like to mention that that song is played at the top of one of at the beginning of one of Burt Reynolds' greatest movies, Sharky's Machine. That's the song that's played during the opening credits of Sharky's Machine.
Sharky's Machine.
Yeah, he's Sharky. And
he has a machine?
Well, yeah, it's a machine of a bunch of cops that are trying to stop crimes. And the guys are known as Sharky's Machine. He's in charge.
Oh, so it's a metaphorical machine.
Yeah. It's not a real machine. It's not like he's not like Doc Brown and he invented, you know, a machine. It's a group of guys in in the vice department who are a machine.
I wouldn't think that there would be a Burt Reynolds movie where they had a metaphorical.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to have some giant machine that he moved.
It's one of his. It's seriously one of his best movies. It is, and he directed it too. It's a real good movie. And that song is at the top. No. It's a cop movie. It's
not a silly cop movie.
No. Well, there's funny stuff in it.
Is there dogs?
No dogs.
Are the cops dogs?
No, they're not dogs.
Cop dogs.
They're guys. It's like it's like
wow.
No, it's a good movie.
Does he do that?
He's responsible for Rachel Ward. He discovered Rachel Ward. That was her first movie.
Yeah, but is that the only Burt Reynolds
movie?
Does he do serious movies?
Of course he does.
What serious movies has Burt Reynolds done?
Well, let's see.
I just always imagine
Sharky's Machine is a cop thriller. A serious cop thriller. Uh-huh. He did a movie called Heat. He did another called Malone. Stick.
People know these?
Not well. Sharky's Machine, yes. Sharky's Machine was a huge.
And the other ones, no.
Somewhat. He was in Starting Over, which is kind of a comedy, but it's really about middle age crisis. Mm. He was in The Man Who Loved Women, which was
a
serious movie.
I did not see him as a serious actor.
It's
all about
Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights. He's great in Boogie Nights. That's a dramatic performance, and he's phenomenal in that movie. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but his heyday.
In his heyday, he was fast cars, comedies, and
Smokey
and car chases and stuff.
Right.
But Longest Yard. Well, that's kind of funny, but it's a prison football movie.
Yeah, but that's silly, isn't it?
No, not really. It's pretty dark, actually.
Goodness. Yeah. All right then.
Deliverance. Oh my God, Deliverance. That it doesn't get more serious or dark than that.
Yeah, I just know what it is. It's SNL.
It's Norm MacDonald is what it is. It's Turd Ferguson. Turd Ferguson has ruined everything for you.
I can't believe that he was acting.
No, he's serious and a good director. And he's directed many movies. And he's a good director. Talented guy, Burt Reynolds. Another lovely film he was in called Breaking In, where he played a thief.
You should do a season with him.
I love Burt Reynolds, man.
You should do a whole movie season of Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm forgetting more of them. You know, the serious ones that he did, you know, or that weren't wacky.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, let's take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, we got people on the line who want to request some fly jams, and we got some more fly jams to play for you.
I hope your mama don't look in your room, because if she does, she'll be here soon. Boy, she's gonna be mad, you're a bad boy. You got it bad.
Yeah.
To your
welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday. I picked a little Luther Vandross for this Fly Jam morning. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're coming up at 5 o'clock. It's the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And it's Fly Jams Friday, and we got some people on the line who have some requests, so let's get to them. Here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick. Sharky's Machine, isn't Bernie Casey wounded at one point?
Bernie Casey,
Sharky.
He's like, hey, man. Because he gets shot. Yeah, but Bernie Casey gets shot, and he's leaning up against him, and the bad guy is Henry Silva. And he keeps calling Sharky, bitch, Sharky.
Right.
Hey, man. Make sure you put him down, man. Put him down. And then he walks away, and Sharky walks away, and he goes, Sharky, Yo Sharky. And then he comes back. They do it like five times, too.
Yeah, I know.
And Charles Durning rules in that movie.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
No, I love that movie. And there is some wacky stuff in it, because you can't make a Burt Reynolds movie without a little wackiness.
Right.
But it's very violent and very dark, and lots of people die in it. And it's he gets his fingers cut off at one point.
Great.
Burt Reynolds by like a ninja dude. And they're interrogating him. He's tied to a chair, and he's got his hand on a table. And the guy puts the knife, and he pulls his hand away, and the fingers stay behind.
Cool.
It was awesome. That movie's. I'm going to go home and watch that movie.
Does he make a joke about it?
No, there's no joke. He's all tortured and everything. That movie is awesome. Yo, Sharky, put him down, man. All right, what do you got?
Last week, you had a guy call in. He from the album, Traffic's album, John Barleycorn Must Die. There's a couple of good songs in there.
Yeah.
Freedom Rider and this one, Glad.
All right.
Funky, man.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
See, now that's see, Mike, that's a fly jam.
Yeah.
One last week was not a fly
jam. Probably meant those songs, but he just forgot the title.
Exactly. That's probably what it was. All right, Mike, thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Take care, buddy.
All right, buddy. See ya. All right, here is Phil on WGN. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
Psychedelic Shack by the Temptem Shake.
Great, great song. Nice choice, Phil. You can't go wrong with the Temptations. Fly. I love deep voice, man. Johnson.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Here's Chris on WGN with a request. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Great show.
Thank you.
As always.
Thank you.
And I was just watching the reboot of Apollo with Steve Harvey, and this dad's guy, he sounds just like Barry White. So I wanted to play Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
Oh, here we go. My darling, great song.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to. No matter how I try.
Yeah.
It's like the more you give.
Barry White, man.
Let the snakes be. Or what was it from SNL? Or not SNL, Simpsons. Oh. Remember with the snakes whacking, the snake whacking day?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
I
they get
remember.
Barry White.
They get Barry White. That's right. I totally forgot about that. I thought for a second you were losing your mind.
No.
Okay.
Not today.
All right. And our final request for the morning is, of course, Bennett, the business of funk, the funkiest, tallest white dude I know. What's his request, DJ Shagru?
This jam's got no time limit. The party goes on as long as I'm in it. I might kill it for the next 5 minutes. Let the horns blow when the sunrise singing. We've been waiting for a vibe like this. Why you straight-faced at a time like this? Everybody in the place, in fact. Get off the moon, cause we're gonna take it back. We've been waiting for a vibe like this. Why you straight-faced at a time like this? Everybody in the place, in fact. Get off the moon, cause we're gonna take it back.
He always has great requests.
Oh, always.
Bennett is funky. That's the Haggis Horns with Take It Back. All right. Cool. All right, Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
And I will see you Monday morning.
See you Monday.
All right. We'll take a quick break here, and the news is coming up next.